Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the DDP. We're working this little patch of ground in the 17th verse of Romans 1, where Paul says, "For in it," yesterday we brought out that the "it" must be the object of verse 16. That's the gospel of Christ. "For in the gospel of Christ, the righteousness of God is revealed," and we talked about how the righteousness of God can only be revealed in the gospel because the law can never reveal God's righteousness, and that is revealed from faith to faith, "for as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Now, the "as it is written, the just shall live by faith" is a reference back to Habakkuk, in which Paul pulls a Old Testament phrase which is looking forward to a New Testament reality. The just live by faith. That was something you would think, if it were vital to the Old Testament, would have shown up somewhere in Genesis. But it doesn't. It shows up in the minor prophet Habakkuk. Minor not meaning less important, just meaning his book wasn't very long. And we don't have a lot of information on him. But here's a guy in the latter stages of the Old Testament that reveals the concept of which Paul will build his new covenant message on: the just shall live by faith. So Paul must have had a revelation of Habakkuk's writing, that he was writing beyond his time. And Paul feels like he's in that time in which the gospel of Christ, which did not exist during Habakkuk's time, is the answer to Habakkuk's prophecy: the just shall live by faith. So Paul says, inside of the gospel of Christ, God's righteousness is revealed from faith to faith. So as a man displays faith in Christ, remember, Christ's finished work, the message of the cross, which is the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, not just the death of Christ. If you get stalled out at the death of Christ, you're going to have a death gospel in which you're always dying to self. But the resurrection, Paul says, is how we know we're not in our sins, because we are alive. Otherwise, we're still perpetually dead. If inside of that message, God's righteousness is revealed, so as a man believes on that, the more he walks from faith to faith, the more God's righteousness shows up in his life, with the gospel of Christ being the source of that. So I want to cap that off with something we said yesterday in closing, which deserves a little more time. If I were to ask you, where can you find a revelation of the righteousness of God, most people would say, just look at the law. In fact, I've heard that said my entire life. Say, what does God's righteousness look like? They'd say, look at the Ten Commandments. There's God's righteousness. But according to Paul's writing, you will not find a revelation of God's righteousness through the law. You'll find a revelation of God's righteousness in Christ. Paul says, in, again, Romans 3, 21, today let's add 22, and don't worry, we'll cover this in great detail when we get there. "But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference." So the righteousness of God is only revealed through Christ. Listen to what Paul would say, and I know we do companion texts a lot because we're dealing with the same author. Listen to Galatians 5:5. "For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith." So what is Paul talking about there? And again, this is probably too deep to really just get into in a few seconds, but we have a hope of righteousness, but we also have a completed righteousness. We are righteous in the eyes of God, but we are also hoping to see that come out in our lives on a day-to-day basis. According to Romans 1:17, that happens from faith to faith. We'll try to finish that off and transition into 18 tomorrow. See you then.